Unit 6. Approaching Literature. Exercise 3. Listen and read the passage below from the novel Little Women by Louisa May Alcott.
Joe was the first to wake on that grey Christmas morning. No stockings hung at the fireplace, and for a moment she felt the strong disappointment of years before, when her little sock fell down because it had too many little presents in it and she couldn't see it. Then she remembered her mother's promise and found a little crimson-covered book under her pillow. She woke Meg with a Merry Christmas and told her to look under her pillow. A green-covered book appeared with the same picture inside and a few words written by their mother, which made their one present very precious for them. Then Beth and Amy woke to find their little books also, one dove-colored, the other blue, and all sat looking at and talking about them.
"Where is Mother?"
asked Meg, as she and Joe ran downstairs to thank her for their gifts half an hour later.
"Who knows? Some poor person came and asked for help, and your ma went immediately to see what she could do,"
replied Hannah, who was more like a friend than a servant, having come to the family at the time when Meg was born.
"She's sure to be back soon, I think, so prepare breakfast and have everything ready,"
said Meg, looking over the presents for their mother, which were in a basket and under the sofa.
"Why, where is Amy's bottle of cologne?"
she added.
"She took it out a minute ago and went to put a ribbon on it,"
replied Joe, dancing about the room in the new slippers for her mother.
"How nice my handkerchiefs look! Hannah washed and ironed them for me, and I sewed them all myself,"
said Beth, looking at the letters which cost her so much hard work.
"Look, she put Mother on them instead of M. March. How funny,"
cried Joe, taking one of them.
"Isn't that right? I did it like that because Meg's initials are M.M., and I don't want anyone to use these but Marmy,"
said Beth, looking mortified.
"It's all right, dear, and a very pretty idea, for no one can mistake them. It will please her very much, I know,"
said Meg with a frown for Joe and a smile for Beth.
"There's Mother. Hide the basket, quick,"
cried Joe as a door slammed shut and they heard steps in the hall.